This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
And the next phase of our plan to deliver the greatest economy in history is for this Congress to pass tax cuts for everybody. They're in there. They're waiting for you to vote. And I'm sure that the people on my right, I don't mean the Republican right, but my right here, I'm sure you're going to vote for those tax cuts, because otherwise I don't believe the people will ever vote you into office. So I'm doing you a big favor by telling you that.
And he really is, because if they vote against it, taxes are going to go up significantly on the very voters they claim to protect, because those are the ones that saw their taxes go down under Trump's tax cuts from his first term. Such common sense you were hearing there last night. We got Rosemary Becky on the phone with us right now, former Senate Finance Committee Tax Counsel, former congressional candidate up in New Jersey, and of course, former IRS counsel as well. A great resume there. Rosemary, how are you?
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Yeah, you had a late night like all of us since the president's speech went for 99 minutes, I understand. What was your impression of the speech overall?
I really thought it was a good speech. I think that the president laid out some priorities going forward, and he certainly talked a lot about, you know, that America is back and it's time to get to work.
Well, let's talk about the tax cuts specifically, not just renewing his tax cuts, but I mean, he called for additional tax reductions last night. Like, for example, he's called on taking away the taxes, I believe, on tips and a whole bunch of other things. What do you think realistically he can get accomplished?
You know, I think that there's a lot of his priorities that we can get accomplished, frankly. And his big priority is taking away or reducing taxes on American workers. So you heard more about no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security, no tax on overtime. But then you also heard new ideas or other ideas he had on the campaign trail, such as, you know, making interest payments on U.S. made cards tax deductible. He also talked about increasing expensing and doing some other things like that.
Yeah.
What do you think about this whole conversation with tariffs? Because the left is really freaking out about these tariffs and what kind of an impact that will have. But Trump even last night alluded to the fact that, you know, there could be a little bit of a pinch that you feel, at least initially. He's kind of saying, just stick with me and you'll see that this is actually going to benefit us.
Yeah, he absolutely pointed out that there was going to be short-term pain, but he also pointed out the tariffs that are already in place and that we've been subject to over the years. And so ultimately, his goal is to put us on equal footing with others around the world and stuff. And certainly, I think there will be some short-term pain in this process.
Yeah, you worked at the IRS as a tax counsel, correct? Legal tax counsel?
That's correct.
So I mean, I'm wondering where the challenges are going to come here on the part of the Democrats. He wants to once again remove the clause that basically says that if a company invests in new manufacturing equipment, they can write all that off the first year. He says he did that successfully in the first term, and I know he did. Is that just through executive order, or does Congress need to act on that? Do you know?
No, Congress is going to have to act on that. What they did in 2017 was to do full expensing, and then over the years, there's been it reduced. So there was less and less expensing over the years. And what he wants to do is take it back to 100%. And to do that, he's going to need Congress to change the law.
Wow. So can they do that through reconciliation, or is that something they're going to have to get through the filibuster in the Senate?
So reconciliation is a tricky process, and they're trying to figure out the rules. It depends on something called how they score the bill, and it, as that plays out, it is very possible that they can do a lot of this all inside the context of reconciliation. And I think what we'll see is this play out over, you know, the next several months.
Well, it should be interesting. Rosemary Becky, our guest, used to work there at the IRS as a tax counsel, and worked for the Senate Finance Committee as a tax counsel. You know, the thing that struck me is, and I heard Scott Jennings say this last night again on CNN, the Democrats are in a bit of a pickle here. They sat on their hands through everything last night, including, you know, people that everybody ought to be able to agree on, like that cancer survivor and some other people who you ought to be able to stand up and applaud for no matter which party you're a member of.
Yeah, that was true pettiness. That was, and what the Democrats displayed is not appropriate. And because there were parts of that speech that they truly should have been clapping and truly supporting, particularly as a mom, when we got into talking about some of these kids that have been killed by illegal immigrants, they should not have been sitting on their hands.
Yeah, I would agree. You're from New Jersey, right?
I am.
Has anybody done a wellness check on Chris Christie?
No, but we are gearing up for a big governor's race. And I will tell you, in New Jersey, we're a state where we've got high taxes and the spending is out of control and people are fleeing because it's unaffordable. And I truly appreciate what the president said last night about making America affordable. I want somebody to make New Jersey more affordable.
Yeah. Amen. Becky, Rosemary, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. I was afraid I was going to do that. Call her last name by her first name. Rosemary Becky is her name. She ran for Congress up there in New Jersey at one point. Yeah, nobody's heard from Chris Christie. Mr. Never Trumper, who was getting paid a lot of money by ABC News, and I guess he's retired to the buffet. Maybe he runs into J.B. Pritzker there on occasion.
Maybe he's helping J.B. Pritzker gear up to run for president.
Could be. Good, because he's never going to get anything out of Donald Trump after all the nastiness over the years, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.